near Sixes Road. Some southbound delays, all thanks to onlookers and the emergency helicopter that has landed. So big delays. Bell's Ferry, a pretty good alternate if you want to avoid some of that crap. 85 South 316, a little wreck for the Gwinnesians being yanked out of the way. Here come the bright sun for your West Expressway. Also out to the west, a traffic light that's out. Highway 92 near I-20. It's all brought to you by O'Charley's and Expedia.com Travel. Crash Clark for the Don Miller Morning Show on New Rock and 90s Alternative, 99X.
Now, Crash Clark, you were here yesterday while Parade Kid was in the studio, were you not?
I did witness the Parade Kid, his incredible elf haircut, and his 12-inch waist.
Yes. I'm not convinced that somebody's not a great character actor. That guy is too good.
Oh, no, he's for
what
real.
What I mean by that is it's almost surreal when he's in. He's obviously real.
Yeah.
But when he's in here, it's so surreal, the way he's got an entourage, and he's got people, he's got a posse. It's very bizarre.
He has cardboard ears on his head.
Yeah, he's definitely a character. If you don't know who Parade Kid is, he's 30 years old, and he is a wonderful, wonderful young man, 30 years old. He loves parades. He has fashioned himself as the Italian elf. If you ever go to... Carson City News and Views. What's the name of it?
Chapel Hill.
Chapel Hill. I knew it was something. Chapel Hill News and Views have done articles about him. He has been in the paper in Douglasville several times.
Yeah.
They are making him a celebrity. The next medium to take control of his career, I guess, would be radio. We said, Parade Kid, you want to be a star, right? He said, yes. We said, well, why don't you come in? Peanut from Menominee, Good Song, and Wally will work with you. They'll make a song for you. And then you'll perform that. We'll shoot a making of video. And then in September, you can perform in front of the 99X audience at one of our big concerts. He agreed. He loves it. His entourage loves it. His family and friends love it. And now it's time for you, ladies and gentlemen, to hear... Peanut from Menominee, Good Song made the beat, made the song. Wally and Peanut helped Parade Kid do this. Parade Kid wrote all his own lyrics, though.
Yep.
And here's what it does. It's the Parade Kid song on the Don Miller Morning Show, 99X.
We made a popular hit song.
Popular hit song.
Yep, yep. Here I am, here I am, here I am.
Parade Kid.
Here I come, here I come, here I come.
Parade Kid.
I'm so happy. With all my fans.
Everybody put your hands together. It doesn't matter about the weather. Cause in his mind, it's always sunshine.
Great time.
Manicotti, ravioli, spaghetti, and stromboli. He is selfish, never trolly.
Great kid. Hip hop. What about those kitty cats? Chinese kitty cats. And regular kitty cats with kids. And elves and leprechauns. All of the above and all those leprechaun and elf kids. Malachi, Malachi, on the way to the Italian place with all those Italian elves and Christmas elves. All the way.
Yep. Everybody put your hands together. It doesn't matter about the weather. Cause in his mind, it's always sunshine.
Great time.
Manicotti, ravioli, spaghetti, and stromboli. He is selfish, never trolly.
Parade Kid, the Italian elf.
Speaking of elves, Parade Kid, what's the dealio with Harry Potter, the Christmas elf?
Harry Potter is a Christmas elf. And one of Santa Claus's head elves. And now, Santa's retired and Harry Potter is the head leader of it all. And you don't have to be good anymore.
Yep. Everybody put your hands together. It doesn't matter about the weather. Cause in his mind, it's always sunshine.
Great time.
Manicotti, ravioli. Spaghetti and stromboli. He is selfish, never trolly.
Parade Kid, the Italian elf.
Parade Kid, what's up with Leonardo DiCaprio?
Leonardo DiCaprio, do you know he is a vampire?
Hey, Parade Kid, why don't you drop some real science on us?
It would be neat if we can go back to 2003 and lick it off.
How would we do that, Parade Kid?
Time travel.
Hey, Parade Kid, who's got the skills to pay the bills?
Number one is Chapel Hill News and Views, Pervino's Italian Restaurant, Honey Baked Ham, and Egret Queen Salon. Cut.
What up, Parade Kid?
If you mention Parade Kid, the Italian Elf, Honey Baked Ham, $5 off. Egret Queen Salon, $5 off.
Wow.
There you go.
That's phenomenal.
Parade Kid enjoys a little bit of recording artistry.
How many hours?
From 10:30 to 4.
You know, I was pretty impressed that Parade Kid was able to apparently stay as focused as he can for that long.
Well, he was very, he knew what was going on. At one point he said, okay, it's time for me to take a break. I gotta go to the bathroom. Number two, I'll be back in a half hour.
He said that?
Yes.
Parade Kid said number two.
Number two, I'll be back in a half hour. And it was
a half hour.
It was almost a half hour until he came
back.
Yes.
That's my territory right there. Wow, what does he do? I don't want to know what he does.
He was gone for like a half hour. And we're sitting there. And we're like, okay, well, we'll work on mine and Peanuts parts while we wait for
Parade Kid. What was funny is, like, I remember going in there watching him record. And people were treating him like a real recording artist. Like, between takes, like, people would get out of his chair so he could go sit down, you know, because he had, like, the big chair. I mean, it was just like a real, there was all these people. I don't know who all those people were. I mean, he had, like, family,
They're going to ask you permission to be in some documentary they're shooting.
They already did, yeah. some kind of Parade Kid documentary. But, yeah, it was just so funny. He would, like, you know, get off mic and, can I get you some water, Parade Kid? Would you like to sit down, Parade Kid?
I showed Parade Kid where the bathroom was like four times. I kept seeing him in the hall, and he was kind of wandering around. People would let Parade Kid roam.
And in between takes, in between drinks of water and takes and sitting down, people from the office would come in and want to meet him. I'm telling you, it was like you could go down to Southern Tracks, and that's how it is in a recording session.
We didn't treat our bands that come in on Fridays as well as we treated Parade Kid.
Not nearly as well as we treat Parade Kid.
And the funny thing was, in working with him, I haven't worked with an artist of that caliber before.
Yeah.
And it was interesting because there were times where he really would take command. He'd start to do something, and he'd go, stop. Yeah. So I'd stop the thing. He'd go, no, I want to say it this way.
Yeah.
And he would go back through, and he really took charge in the studio.
Yeah, I felt that the Leonardo DiCaprio thing was probably one of his inventions.
Oh, dude. Right. Oh, yeah. That, like, the stuff, we just took what he did and kind of twisted it around and made it work because, like, the Leonardo DiCaprio is a vampire. That's all Parade Kid, man. All,
yeah, because they had run out of things to ask him, so they didn't really know what to do. They'd hit, like, kind of like a snag. So the kids that were with him, that part of his entourage, those are the guys who shot the video for him that's on our website. They knew a couple hot buttons, and I remembered Leonardo DiCaprio. They knew time travel was a big thing of his.
Uh-huh.
What you don't hear on that is he actually tells you how time travel is possible, and I think he is dropping science.
He was, because I was in the room when he was doing that, and they said, you know, Parade Kid explained time travel, and he explained it in a way that I thought, I don't know if I could have explained it in such a concise way. Like, he really had it down at the top of his head, but... Like, Lisa came up to meet him at one point. Lisa drove in from Midtown to work. She wanted to meet this guy. She wanted to meet Parade Kid. She, like, canceled the meeting to come meet Parade Kid. So she comes in, and she says, excuse me. And he was in the middle of his recording session, so, you know, and I tapped him. I said, excuse me, Parade Kid, if I could just bother you for a second, my wife would like to meet you. I really felt like I was putting him out. And he gets up, and he shakes her hand and says, come here, give me a hug. It was like Richard Simmons-ish.
Yes, indeed.
You know how he puts on the real...
Well, Parade Kid is an entertainer.
Genuine.
And that's something that you don't always get anymore. So there you go. You'll hear that again. Hopefully we can flip that in some other day parts. Try to get some royalties off that.
Yep.
And then Matt produced the elf ears that Parade Kid wanted us to do. When we come back, it's a game called Reality Check. Are you girls as hot as you think you are, or as ugly as you think you are? We'll find out after Rage Against the Machine, Don Miller Morning Show, a 99X.